With this KCUR News update, I'm Kyle Palmer. GOP leaders in Topeka say they expect two legislative committees this week to approve initial plans for closing a projected $190 million shortfall in the state budget. The House Appropriations and Senate Ways and Means Committees will be starting with Governor Sam Brownback's proposals for juggling funds and capturing savings. House leaders say they hope budget work is done by the end of this month. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce starred in the NFL Pro Bowl in Hawaii yesterday.
Eli looking that way, and Kelce comes across from his tight end spot and has the game's first touchdown.
Kelce led his team with two scores and 91 yards receiving. Chiefs rookie cornerback Marcus Peters also had an interception in the game. This is KCUR 89.3.
Next time on The World, discovering the Zika virus, we look at how it was first found in Uganda and why that country has never recorded a Zika outbreak. That's on The World, today at 2 on KCUR 89.3. Mostly cloudy skies today, a high near 50, it's 41 degrees in Midtown Kansas City.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations. And from Universal Pictures, presenting Hail Caesar, the Coen Brothers film starring Josh Brolin, George Clooney, Alden Ehrenreich, Ralph Fiennes, Jonah Hill, Scarlett Johansson, Frances McDormand, Tilda Swinton, and Channing Tatum, in theaters Friday. And from Kaspersky Lab, giving 400 million users the power to protect their money, privacy, networks, PCs, and mobile devices from internet threats and attacks. Learn more at Kaspersky.com.
This is KCUR 89.3. Humans have been breeding animals for millennia. Now there's a modern development. Genetically engineered animals could be coming soon to your dinner plate. As Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports, regulators are currently grappling with the new technology.
Tucked away in a University of Missouri research building is a family of pigs. Two new litters joined the family 4 days ago. Melissa Samuel takes care of the whole group. They range from 4 days old to about a year and a half. They're pudgy and pink.
I think they're pretty happy pigs, though. They're pretty easy to work with. They do what we want them to do. They seem happy, like their back scratched every now and then.
The goal is to have farmers raise pigs like these for your ham hocks and pork butts. But they're not raised in hog barns just yet. That's because these little piggies are special.
These pigs have been modified so that they are resistant to the PRRS, the porcine reproductive respiratory syndrome virus.
These are genetically engineered pigs. The porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus, or PRRS, first popped up in the 1980s. Kristen Whitworth is a research scientist at the University of Missouri who helped develop these virus-resistant pigs. She says the virus costs the U.S. pork industry more than $660 million a year.
It's a devastating disease. It causes persistent infection. It causes abortions in pigs, so they'll lose their litters. It causes a lot of coughing, and the pigs get very sick.
Once the virus enters a pig, it spreads with the help of a protein. Whitworth and her team genetically edited the gene that makes this protein, effectively removing it.
And once that molecule is no longer present, then the virus cannot only get inside the macrophages, but cannot spread from pig to pig.
This is big news for livestock producers. If a pig is infected, a farmer typically has to euthanize the whole barn, Whitworth says. It's financially and emotionally devastating. Researchers from the University of Missouri and Kansas State University developed the PRRS-resistant pig with funding from their universities and the company that ultimately owns the rights to the research. They announced their findings in December. Whitworth says they hope to have the pigs to market in 5 years.
Yeah, and maybe we're being optimistic, but...
Well, scientists tend to be optimistic, right? I mean, you're in science to try to solve problems.
Allison Van Inenum is an animal biotechnology and genomics specialist at the University of California, Davis. She says it's challenging to get animals that have been genetically modified approved by the Food and Drug Administration. There is just one approved animal out there, a salmon that has been genetically modified to grow twice as fast as wild salmon.
Up until this point, mind, even though the technology was developed, you know, more than 30 years ago, that's the only thing that's ever got through regulatory, and it took about 20 years and tens of millions of dollars to get it through.
The FDA won't allow sales of the fish stateside until it finishes its labeling guidelines, a process which could take additional years. There are other genetically engineered animals in the works. Hornless cattle, hypoallergenic cows, pigs resistant to African swine fever. So why aren't more genetically engineered animals in stores? Two big reasons. One, Van Inenem says the technology is still relatively new, so the FDA has a lot of questions.
The animal breeding community is kind of looking to see, well, what is going to be the response of regulators to this technology?
And two, there is no one-size-fits-all study. Each animal and genetic modification is different. Kevin Wells is an assistant professor at the University of Missouri who worked with the PRRS-resistant pigs and sat on the Federal Advisory Committee on the Super Salmon.
For example, if you're introducing a brand new protein that perhaps humans don't typically eat, is that something that we're allergic to? Whereas you wouldn't have to necessarily ask that question of something that we eat every day.
Then there are worries about consumer response. The FDA also needs to sort out if and how the products derived from genetically engineered animals will be labeled. When it comes to the PRRS-resistant pigs, researcher Kristen Whitworth says Genus, the company that purchased the technology, will do the hoop jumping for federal approval.
They will look at feed efficiency and growth, and they'll introduce the edit into their genetic lines.
If that happens, it won't be long before they're in grocery stores across the country. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media, based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, you can visit harvestpublicmedia.org.